This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
The reunited states, from executive producers Van Jones, CNN commentator, and Meghan McCain, co-host of The View, stories of everyday heroes on the difficult journey of bridging our political and racial divides. Our guest on today's This Week in America is the director of The Reunited States, filmmaker Ben Rickey. He tells us about the documentary started more than 2 years ago, why it's so relevant today. The Reunited States follows everyday heroes on the courageous journey of bridging our divides. What does it truly mean to bridge the divide, and the ideas the film offers to help us approach our problems around division, not just on politics? We talk about it next on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. At a time when America is ripping apart at the seams, the Reunited States is a powerful, urgent documentary that follows the unsung heroes on a difficult journey of bridging our political and racial divides, attempting to heal our nation. Executive produced by CNN commentator Van Jones and The View co-host Meghan McCain, the Of the Moment documentary directed by Ben Rickey, award-winning narrative and documentary filmmaker, producer, screenwriter. After working with the Coen brothers on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, he was hired by George Clooney to shoot the behind-the-scenes for Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. His first feature was the South by Southwest Audience Award winner, Waterborne. Second feature, The Ashram, released in 2018. Then directed a documentary series for PBS called The Hidden Boat. His third feature, the highly acclaimed Watch List. the United States, available on Amazon, iTunes, various video on demand platforms, and director Ben Ricci joining us on This Week in America. Ben, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick.
You know, when you started this project over 2.5 years ago, did you have any idea? Could you have imagined the world that it comes into, where people are actually talking about the possibility of a second civil war? Any idea this might have unfolded over that 2-year period?
No, I mean, you know, over the past 4 years, like every month, you could have said, oh man, this is the most divided we've ever been.
Yes.
And it just kept going and going that direction. And so, you know, especially with this pandemic, putting fuel on the fire and just creating this tinderbox where we're all separated from each other, I think it's really fueled a lot of these divides, because we can't even be with the people that we love and care about, let alone people that we don't know. And so, no, there's, you know, this movie took a while to make, but I'm glad it's coming into the moment that it is, because it might be the moment where it's needed the most.
Well, it really is. We all need hope. And that's a message in the United States, isn't it? A message of hope. We all have something to do. It might not be easy, but we need to do it and we control it. There is hope in your message.
That's right. The United States, for me, started with the question, which is, what am I doing to, the question for me started with, what am I doing that's either part of the problem or part of the solution of our divisions? And that reframing of the problem of saying that, wait a second, I might be adding to our tensions by what I'm saying and posting online and talking about people, because you can't really change other people. And there's this perception that, oh, those people over there, they're the problem, they're being unreasonable. But the truth is, we're all a part of this, every single one of us. And so the film is really about taking ownership over our thoughts, words, and actions, and feeling a sense of agency that every single day you can make a choice, like what you're posting, what you're saying. You know, we've all lost a lot of friends and family members over discussions of politics, and that's tearing apart the fabric of this country. But the good news is, in every city and every community across this great nation, there are these everyday heroes, these just normal Americans that are holding this country together right now. And that's what we need more of. And so we're inviting people not just to watch the film, but to be a part of this movement. There, you know, a lot of us don't even know that it's happening. And so the film is just trying to spotlight that and shine a light on those stories.
That's why not only the film is important, your website is just as important, reunitedstates.tv. We'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Somebody may say, I'm one person. How do I go about this? Well, you ask and answer the question, how to begin the journey to bridge the divide. And you start with yourself. Like you said, depolarizing yourself is where it all begins. You mentioned that you follow these unsung heroes who are out there doing something. Mention Susan Brose. She's one featured in the Reunited States, and one that really, as I understand, got you started on this journey.
That's right, Rick. Susan is incredible. You know, a lot of people might know her as the mother of Heather Heyer, who was killed in Charlottesville when the car drove through the crowd a couple years ago. And, you know, instead of taking this horrible tragedy and shutting down, or worse, channeling it into anger, she found the strength to stand up and say, listen, we need to talk to each other. We need to have these conversations, or we're going to be right back here again and more people are going to get hurt. And it was just, it struck me like a ton of bricks when I saw her say that, because so many of us have been emotional about politics and really, you know, worked up, where here was a woman who lost her daughter on the front lines of division, coming out the other side saying, we need to come together to avoid further violence. And I went up to her after I saw her speak and I said, that is such a powerful message right now. Your wisdom can help so many of us. I would love to help be part of telling your story and bring it out to a broader audience. And so she graciously agreed over the course of, you know, the following 2 years, we followed her. And she went from this first anniversary of Charlottesville all the way into the halls of Congress to pass a new bill on hate crime reporting. And, you know, one of the things that really strikes me about the events in Charlottesville is it was a great trauma on not just her and the community, but this whole country. And what came out of it is this drive from her to make sure that her daughter's death mattered, that, you know, it wasn't just enough to say her name or talk about her, it was, we had to talk about the issues that she died for. And then for me, the events there is what caused me to make this film that we hope will bring a lot of positivity and optimism to our lives right now. And it also caused Joe Biden to run for president that moment in Charlottesville. And so I just want to remind, you know, or highlight the fact that out of these great tragedies can sometimes come opportunity and hope and change. And so what we're going through right now, I think, is one of those times too. I mean, if you look at just the last 90 days, we've had this divisive election, this insurrection, an impeachment, an inauguration, on top of a global pandemic while the economy is spiraling downward. I mean, these are extraordinary times. We won't even be able to comprehend what's happening right now for a couple of years. And so I just want, you know, we want to give people hope and say, look, we need to be easy on ourselves and really be easy on our friends and neighbors, because there's a lot of tension and stress that we're under. And this is a tinderbox. And we need even more now these people to stand up in every community and say, we can't do this anymore. We don't want to leave this country for our kids with this much hostility. We have to do something. We have to turn this country around and right the course. And we hope this film can be a small part of that.
Well, it's a first step. The film is The Reunited States. The director has been Ricky, our guest on the program. The website is reunitedstates.tv. Again, it gives us hope. It shows people talking, trying to bridge the divide. Tells us what individually we can do. It's interesting. We say among the heroes, I love this couple that went to all 50 states in an RV with their kids. Boy, if there's any way of figuring out what's going on in various parts of the country, travel there, not just fly over there, but travel where you get out and you're eating in local restaurants, talking to local people. This had to be really insightful and impactful.
Yeah, the Levertons, David and Aaron, their story is unbelievable. They, you know, are a family from Texas, conservative leaning, three kids. And David used to work in Republican politics for a senator and was kind of, you know, trying to win campaigns and opposition research and a lot of stuff that, you know, ended up probably dividing communities. And when 2016 came around and the violence started breaking out around the election, he felt incredibly responsible for being a part of this machine that had divided us and was really troubled and losing sleep. And his wife turned to him and said, look, if we didn't have this mortgage or these kids, like, what is your heart telling you want to do in life? And without thinking, said, I'd want to bring unity back to this country. And didn't even know where those words came from. They just came out from somewhere within. And she said, well, we need to do that then. Let's figure out what that looks like. And they came up with this plan to sell their house, buy an RV, and pack up the kids and drive to all 50 states to find out what's really causing these divisions. And their story, you know, that we captured on film and is the big part of this documentary, is just this evangelical family that's going into Black communities and border towns and Native reservations and realizing that their version of America is not the same version of America that everyone else lives in, that there's many versions of America depending on, you know, your gender, your socioeconomic status, your race, your religion. And that determines how you see the country, but also how the country sees you. And that realization is just really powerful, because I think, you know, for a lot of us that are in our bubbles and not exposed to, you know, different communities and different experiences in life, it's easy to think that our way of life is the same America, the same way of life for everyone. But that's not the case. And that's where a lot of these divides are coming from, is understanding that and being more empathetic towards each other.
Well, it gives us a different perspective. I've got a minute left. You said in an interview talking about the Reunited States, this isn't about government. It's about us. It isn't about us as American. It's about us. One dysfunctional family. Divorce is not an option. We have to figure this out. Do you think we can? Are we on the road to figuring it out?
We have to, right? There's no other option. I mean, like you said at the beginning, this is the only other option is civil war. And that is not something that any of us wants. And we've already seen how far this violence can go. I will say I am hopeful. I am optimistic because, you know, our government is divided because of the way politics and political parties are run. But that's like 1,000 people, you know, at the federal level and our elected officials. There are 330 million of us, and all of us have a role to play in reuniting the country. And that, to me, gives me hope, because I can make a decision tomorrow that I'm going to talk to someone with curiosity and kindness instead of prejudgment. And if enough of us do that, and there are people right now that are holding this country together in every single community across this country. But if more of us do that, we can turn this ship around. And that gives me hope.
You show us, you guide us in the reunited states, directed by Ben Ricci, our guest on the program, available Amazon, iTunes, various video on demand platforms. Excellent website. We'll get you started. ReunitedStates.tv. Ben, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Rick. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The highly anticipated young adult novel about racial injustice, Punching the Air, by Yousef Salaam, of the Exonerated Five and the National Book Award finalist E.B. Zoboi, now available wherever books are sold. A story of racial violence and wrongful imprisonment inspired by Dr. Salaam's experience as a member of what was known as the Central Park Five. Punching the Air tells the story of Amal, a black Muslim teen who finds himself in an altercation in a gentrifying neighborhood and is wrongfully sent to prison for a crime he didn't commit. E.B. was born in Haiti, holds an MFA in writing for children and young adults. Her novel, American Street, was a National Book Award finalist and a New York Times notable book. Also the author of Pride and My Life as an Ice Cream Sandwich, a New York Times bestseller, editor of the anthology Black Enough, now living in New Jersey. Dr. Salaam was just 15 years old when his life was upended after wrongly convicted with four other boys in the Central Park jogging case. In 2002, after spending years behind bars, their sentences were overturned. Now a poet, activist, inspirational speaker, recipient of a number of honors, including a Lifetime Achievement Award from President Barack Obama. E.B. Zaboy and Dr. Yousef Salam, authors of Punching the Air, called nothing short of a masterwork of humanity, are guests on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have both of you with us today.
Oh, great to be with you.
Thank you for having us.
It is such a pleasure. And let's start with the concept of the book, Dr. Salam. This is not a memoir, not your specific story, but your experiences that inspired the novel. Tell me about Amal and similarities between Amal and you.
You know, Amal means hope. And Amal is the hope that he needs for himself and also for his future. The great thing about this book, Punching the Air, is that it is the water to the seed of hope and greatness inside of all of us, especially inside of young people. You know, I was reading the words of Frederick Douglass, and he said, it's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And I've gone through this process of being run over by the spike wheels of justice, only to be returned to society with my faculties intact, with the indelible scars of the oppression of the system still on me and in me. But the beautiful thing is that, you know, Punching the Air and Amal's story is a updated version, a 2020 version, if you will, of the experience of injustice that we are seeing in America. And it's really shedding light on those truths that need to be shed light on so that we can understand how we move forward and the fact that we need to move forward.
Yes.
We need to keep hope alive. Yes, indeed.
E.B., this is such a stirring presentation. It's written, as I said, in verse. One review talking about the Punching the Air's acrobatically clever verses. The style is so effective. How did you decide on presenting this in verse?
Well, the story is about an artist, basically, and we wanted to make this book a work in art, a work of art in every sense of the word. So the words have to be placed on the page to convey a certain emotion. There is poetry in the shape of a box. And of course we wanted to do that because Amal is trapped within a box, and we wanted to convey those messages in several layers. So it is the metaphor. It is the beauty of language. When Yousef, the night that Yousef was at Central Park, he was wearing pants covered in artwork, covered in illustrations that he had made himself. And I wanted to bring that to the page, the idea of a boy seeing art in everything, including that situation that is happening to him.
Yousef, let's talk about going back and reflecting on your story as you were preparing this book with E.B. There are sections in there. The section when you are in the courtroom, they're going to announce the verdicts on the different counts. We can feel, we can hear your heartbeat. We're right there with you. How difficult was that for you to go back and to relive in such detail those experiences in telling this story?
You know, it was very difficult, but very necessary, as my good friend Kevin Richardson said. It is very, very necessary because we have to heal ourselves. It was traumatic to go back into that experience, but also very liberating to be able to experience it with fresh eyes, with a new mind, with the heart that wants true freedom, justice, and equality for us as a people, you know, to really paint the picture and to pull on the heartstrings of America. Because what happens in America, I think, is that we're told that we're being judged by a jury of our peers if we ever happen to be on that side of the law. And we're told this, and we look up on the jury pool, and we can't recognize anyone that looks friendly or familiar. But through books like Punching the Air, it gives the common citizen the opportunity to really understand and really walk in the shoes of a person that they may not have truly understood before. You know, we always judge the book by the cover instead of the contents. And in this opportunity, we get a chance to have a beautiful cover drawing people in to want to read the contents of the character of the book. And they're pleasantly surprised, I would say, about the power and insight in the book as it relates to the inspiration of what happened to me through what's happening with Amal in 2020.
The book is Punching the Air, a powerful new young adult novel about racial injustice. You'll find it wherever books are sold. We'll give you that information as we go through the program today. E.B., talk about what you hope happens with this book, that the action. It's a wake-up call. It's a conversation starter, but it can't just end with a conversation. There needs to be some action. What do you hope is the action or result of the book Punching the Air?
Well, there are already conversations happening around mass incarceration and juvenile justice. This simply adds to the conversation, but there is another added layer of the power of art. As I said before, Amal is an artist, and this is what gets him through. This, we can't do anything today about the prison industrial complex, but what can we do for children now to allow them to cope with whatever it is that they're dealing with? And instead of funding going to protecting communities, what if we brought that funding into art? What if we invest in art so that we can curtail violence, so that we can curtail, you know, racism or oppression? What if we gave the power to young people to express themselves? So this is the ultimate message that we wanted to say in this book. It's about the redemptive power of art.
It's so discouraging when you see school systems having problems, and when they're budget cutting, one of the first areas they look is art, like it's something that's unnecessary. We could eliminate art and the kids are going to grow up just as strongly as they would have before. There's so much power in art. And Youssef, I know that the books were so important to you, and they really have the power to create activism, don't they?
They do. They do. You know, as we look at the heartbeat that built America erupting in the streets today, you know, we're seeing our ancestors' wildest dreams, and we're seeing them moving in a way that really is no longer about reform. You know, they are seeing things through a really, really through clear lenses, I would say. 2020 has given us all clear vision. And I think the lenses that they're seeing things through is that this system is not broken. This system is actually moving and designed as it was designed. It was moving as it was designed, as it was imagined. I call it the criminal system of injustice, because on one side you have the duality of America, where one person is afforded every opportunity under the sun. And then on the other side, you're guilty, and you have to prove yourself innocent before you even mounted a defense. And the worst part about it is that the people who are there to be on the jury pool, to do the judicial service that they are there to do, they then convict us. And in that conviction, we realize 13 years later that the truth was not even the truth. The truth came out 13 years later. And the worst part about this story is that the real perpetrator was out there committing more crime.
And then when it's over, as I recall, there was really sort of the charges were dropped, but they made it sound like this was sort of a one-off. This happened this one time. The rest of the time, the system works perfectly. This book is so powerful. It's so important. It's a powerful new young adult novel about racial injustice, Punching the Air. The authors with us on the program, E.B. Zaboy and Youssef Salam of the Exonerated Five. The book is available, again, Punching the Air, available wherever books are sold. I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. One review at the end said, where do we go from here? Briefly, where do we go from here?
I think we keep walking. We keep going. This conversation could have been relevant 31 years ago.
Yes.
The Central Park Five jogger case happened, and it could have been 21 years ago when I first met Youssef. It's to keep creating the content and to keep having the conversations and engaging with young people who are pushing the envelope with what we talk about. We were talking about prison reform, and now they are talking about prison abolition. So there are changes happening, and it's to empower the young people because they will take it a step further than we do.
Punching the Air, the book available wherever books are sold. E.B. Zaboy, Youssef Salam, the authors, our guest on the program. Thank you both for being with us on the program. It's starting a lot of conversations. Thank you for sharing the story with us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.